The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Happy Christmas Eve to you. Hope it's starting off well for you. It's already warmer than it was yesterday. Saw a little bit of snow flurries flying around on my way in, but nothing major. And I guess for those of you who want to have a white Christmas, we're going to have probably the optimal white Christmas for both you and I. Because we're going to have a little bit of snow that's going to fall today that may still be on the ground tomorrow morning, but not anything that's going to affect traffic or anybody's travel plans or anything like that. So I guess we get the best of both worlds, right? And a reminder that we'll be off tomorrow for the holiday, as I hope all of you are as well. And actually tonight, beginning at 7 p.m., we're going to be switching over to Christmas music, which is going to be mostly commercial-free. So a number of hours will be commercial-free. There are some commercials that we do have to run. Basically, you know, we made the agreement with our syndicated partners to be able to hold off on having their programming. But they still have some commercials that kind of have to run. So we're going to run a few here and there. But generally, you're going to be getting long blocks of Christmas music tonight and into tomorrow. And at 10 a.m., everything will switch back over to network syndication for the remainder of the day. And then we'll be back on Thursday. So WBSM will still be here for you. Just, you know, our local hosts are going to take the day off, spend the day with our families. And a reminder, too, that Chris McCarthy will be off again today. He was texting me this morning. He'll be back on Thursday. But Paul Santos will be filling in for him today. And Brian Thomas will be here for Barry Richard. And you've got me still. Nobody filling in for me. I guess I'm technically on vacation. Except yesterday, all hell broke loose. I wrote, I don't know how many stories. 3, 4, 5 stories. And all kinds of other stuff going on. But that's inevitably what happens. You say, I'm going to have a nice, easy day today. And then all kinds of stories break. We had fires. We had people being arrested. We had crashes and chases. And then the story about the Amazon driver. We'll get to that. Certainly we can pick up the conversation we were having yesterday about Maria Giesta, Ward 2 city councilor, issuing a press release combating some of the things that have been said about her online and on the radio and the myths about the Capitol Theater project. So we can certainly discuss that further. We're also going to have a guest later on in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking with Jessica Camarena, who is the Assistant Project Manager and Recycling Coordinator for the City of New Bedford. We're going to be talking about this new donation pickup program that you heard me talking about last week, that especially this weekend, you know, as you are bringing home all the new Christmas items tomorrow and maybe going and hitting up some of the after Christmas sales Friday and Saturday, you're going to say to yourself, man, I've got stuff that I've got to get rid of now. But what can I do with it? I know I'm not supposed to throw clothes or bedding or towels or any of that away. What do I do with it all? Well, you can bring it to these donation bins. Oh, but I don't have time to do that. Well, that's what this donation program is for. It's a chance for you to get rid of old clothes, bedding, towels, small household appliances, without having to actually bring them somewhere. They're going to come and pick them up either from your front door or from the curb, but you do have to make an appointment. And we're going to find out more about how all that works and how there are plans for more of these in the future later on. But we can also talk about this Amazon driver. So I've seen the conversation in the comments online about this. Basically, if you aren't familiar with the story, we got the word yesterday that a Lakeville police sergeant was on routine patrol on Sunday night about 2 a.m. So actually, you know, Saturday night into Sunday morning. So at about 2 a.m. Sunday, Sergeant Sean Robert saw some unattended items in the woods off Bedford Street. And he's looking at this and like, whoa, what's that all about? So he got out of his car and he had his body camera on. And you can actually see the body camera footage at WBSM.com and on the app. And he approached these packages and realized that these were Amazon deliveries. Now, he couldn't fit all of these. There was nearly 80 packages, or just about 80 packages. He couldn't fit them all into his cruiser, so he called for another officer to come with one of the pickup trucks that the department has. They loaded all these packages into the truck, and they brought them to police headquarters and took inventory. And that's when they figured out that they had about 80 packages. But nobody had reported stolen packages. Nobody had reported someone coming to their porch and taking items off their porch. So they knew that these weren't something that had already been delivered. So their plan was to bring them back to the Amazon facility, which they did. They brought them to the Amazon distribution center in Middleborough, which I guess these were found not that far from there. And then they put out this press release yesterday, put a post on their Facebook page explaining what they had found. And I guess at some point, someone went into the Lakeville police station and said, yeah, I'm the Amazon driver that dumped those packages. And they said that they did it because they were stressed. And I don't know how to feel about this. And in some sense, this person has my sympathy. It can't be easy to be a package delivery driver at this time of year. It can't be easy to have, you know, 80 more packages to go and you're already overwhelmed. You're already burnt out. You're already done. But at the same time, if that's the case, bring the packages back to Amazon and say, I just can't do this. Call a friend and say, hey, I'm burnt out here. Can I come pick you up and you can help me out for a couple hours? I don't know how long it would take to deliver those 80 packages. Obviously, it depends on where they were all going. but some of them might have been multiple packages for the same address. You know, what are you looking at? A couple of hours? And this person was just, I mean, I would assume that they figured out they're probably going to get fired for not delivering them. So just bring them back to Amazon and quit. Just bring them back. Now, there are different ways that Amazon delivers. Of course, we've all seen the Amazon vans everywhere. And I think most people think that that's the usual way that they get delivered is in those vans and trucks. But this time of year, especially, they contract out a lot of other drivers. So one thing they'll do is people who deliver newspapers, they'll also contract them to deliver some packages. So this could have been somebody who was not an Amazon employee, but was just somebody who was delivering on behalf of Amazon. Now, the chief of police in Lakeville said this was going to be an Amazon personnel decision matter, that they're not going to press criminal charges. But they didn't say whether or not the person, you know, they referred to them as the Amazon driver, but they didn't say whether or not they were an actual Amazon employee. So it could have been that they were one of these subcontractors. In which case, you know, what do they care if they get fired? But still, it's worse if you were an Amazon driver because, what are you, you're quitting and you're going to have to bring the truck back, but you're going to dump the packages in the woods? Or did you think you were just going to get away with it? But I get that the person was stressed. But my problem here is, you know who else was stressed? All the people who were expecting to get those packages in time for the holidays. And now I have to figure out what happened to them, because it's not like Amazon's going to say, oh, I'm sorry, it looks like your packages were dumped in the woods. Hold on, we'll send you another one. Amazon's going to tell them, we don't know what happened. We put them out for delivery. We're investigating. We'll let you know. It's probably going to be after Christmas that we find out. So this person was so selfish that they were going to ruin a number of other people's Christmases because they were stressed out. And that's the part that bothers me more than anything. I have sympathy for someone who is stressed out, especially this time of year. But I don't have sympathy for someone who does something selfishly that will knowingly hurt other people and actively ruin their Christmases. Like somewhere there's a little kid who's waiting for that present from grandma and it's dumped on the side of the road in the woods. And also they're lucky that the police officer was the one that found them. If it wasn't for this police sergeant finding these packages, getting them to Amazon in relatively short time, and probably making it so that they were able to still get the delivery out in time for Christmas, because you better believe if you had a package that was on that, you know, part of that dumping, the Amazon Center in Middleborough was like, we got to get these things out right away. Because if these people have to wait too long, then it becomes our fault and there's going to be a lot of fallout from that. If we get them out, we can say, hey, look, we were able to overcome what happened. So just for PR purposes, it benefits them to get it out as quick as they can. So now they've got to work extra hard to get those out, but it's all because of that police sergeant finding them in the woods. If someone else found them, if some other less than honest person found them, if some person down on their luck and desperate found them, then they never would have gotten those packages. So they're lucky that the police sergeant found them. The other part of it, too, is, and I'm just going to throw this out there, and I have no reason to believe this, and they said there's no criminal charges being filed, but It also could be really easy for somebody to say, I'm going to dump a bunch of packages and then my partner is going to come and pick them up. And then I can just go and say, well, I was stressed out, so I dumped the packages. I don't know what happened to them after that. It would be a weak way to conduct a criminal activity, but I've seen dumber ideas. But again, there's no indication of that. The person was apparently just stressed. Let's take a phone call, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Whoa, happy Christmas Eve day.
To you as well.
You know, that story with Amazon, one would wonder, well, at least I'm wondering, I mean, it's a big holiday. They can't hire extra people during Christmas time?
So they do, but I think the people, even with bringing on extra people, I just think that it's just a lot of work.
Then you hire more people.
Yeah.
There's people looking for jobs. I mean, that's a terrible thing to do, just drop stuff out in the woods like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else could have wandered by and found all that and took everything, too.
Yeah, they're very lucky that the police sergeant found them.
And the police sergeant himself could have said, I'll come back in the middle of the night with another guy. We'll take everything, too.
Well, he was, not that I would question his integrity, but he was wearing a body camera, too, so.
Yeah, well, he couldn't get it. Gone are the days of Leave It to Beaver when the postman comes and brings a package, and you actually have to sign every time. Back then, you signed for it.
Oh, I have to sign for a lot of packages here all the time. In fact, I had to keep getting up yesterday and signing for things when I was the only one here.
So you ready for the holiday?
I am. Yeah, I'll have a nice relaxing. So my Christmas Eve is always getting together with my son for dinner, and then tomorrow I'll go to my parents' house and nice relaxing couple of days.
Gonna leave your poor little kitty all alone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my cat, I don't know what's wrong with her lately. She loves her belly rubs, but lately I rub her belly and she tries to scratch me. I don't know why.
Oh, she might have something going on.
I haven't done anything different. I don't know. And I think I kind of spoiled it with treat. I'm going to have to cut that back because now she follows me around. And a lot of times I'm doing things and I look up and I see that she goes right over to the little closet pantry thing that I've got here. And she knows the treats are in there. She'll sit right there and won't move. And I know she wants me to go in there. So I guess the first couple of times she did that, I went over there and gave her something. So now, I don't know, I'm going to have to take them out of there and put them in a different place, I guess. Once they get used to what you do. Like, if I sit on the sofa, she comes right over there. Because sometimes I have one of those little treat bags right near me. She knows they're there. So I can't even sit down without her running from no matter where she is. Boom. She's right there by my side. So that has to be changed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same way. I mean, I just go stand and I wait for you to give me a treat, too.
You know, I know it's Christmas and all that. That story about that woman that was sleeping one minute and on fire the next. Mm-hmm. You know, I have no trouble setting that man on fire myself. Yeah, I know, Mary, sometimes she's kind of difficult. She couldn't do that. Yes, I could. You know, even in the Bible, it says an eye for an eye. And I interpret that as you do it to me, I'm doing it to you. So God will fix me in the end, no matter what. But I'm sorry. That guy came over here and he was here before. He was deported out and he came back. And we don't even know how many other people he might have killed. Maybe he didn't always set them on fire. Maybe he poisoned their food or something. The guy's got to be deranged. I mean, I don't want to see him in jail. Where we going to feed him? He's going to get phone calls home. He's going to have a doctor in case he needs a surgery or he gets a toothache. He can have a dentist. Come on, really? No. He needs to be dragged out in the middle of town. Give it a few minutes for thousands of people to show up to witness it all and set the guy on fire. Let him die the same way that he took another life from somebody. It's time for a change. You know? I'm all for what Trump said on one of his news things. He said, If an illegal comes here and they kill an American, they will have the death penalty. But I hope the death penalty that he puts on them doesn't last 20 years where you're still feeding them and everything else for 20 years. There were witnesses that saw this guy do this. There's no doubt about it. He shouldn't be put in a nice, clean, quiet room and punished. No, outside. Let everybody see what will happen to you, even if they're not illegal. Even if you're an American citizen who was born here, this is what's going to happen to you if you're going to do something like that. You die the same way. How do you feel about that?
I think that that's ridiculous.
You do?
I do. I think there should be punishment, but I don't think an eye for an eye is a literal translation of whatever you do to somebody, the same thing should be done to you. I mean, there's ways of punishing somebody without having to, you know, mimic the horrid thing that they did. If they did something that's so heinous that, you know, that they have to be punished for it, why would you do the same thing?
An eye for an eye.
No, that's the same people who tell you that the Bible is allegory also have a literal definition when it comes to an eye for an eye.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, everybody's different.
The Bible's a made up story, so it doesn't really apply to the law.
No, so part of your money will go to feed him and everything.
Well, because there's a legal process of appeals that has to be exhausted before somebody can be put to death.
Well, this is why, yeah, but this was witnessed by people. There was no mistake.
It doesn't matter. There's still a legal process involved.
Well, things have to change.
If you're guilty by reason of insanity, they're not going to kill you. They're not going to give you the death penalty.
Now he's going to have a nice Christmas meal. No, I don't think so, Mr. West.
I don't think prison is as nice as you make it out to sound.
No, but they do get food. That's enough. They shouldn't get no food. Prison is not a vacation. It's not a spa or a resort. You're there because you did something bad.
Prison is for rehabilitation, not for retribution.
Listen, the guy probably has no remorse. He's not going to be rehabilitated. Come on.
It's not up to you to decide who lives and who dies, right? That's what you tell me every time you yell at me for being about abortion.
I
say that I'm for abortion, and you tell me I have no right to decide who lives and who dies, but you can pass that judgment?
Because you're taking away a life, Mr. Weisberg, a life.
That's exactly what you're trying to do. You're trying to take away the life of another person.
They deserve it.
See, who says who?
Everybody that saw him do it. And that's another thing. You set somebody on fire. This was a train station or subway or something?
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of people that couldn't jump on it, roll around on it, and put that fire out. How could this even happen? I don't understand that.
Well, that's the questionable thing here is why was somebody spending the time to film it rather than trying to help?
That's another thing. Ever since, you know, modern technology, we have to film everything. I believe a lot of these little videos that we see on the internet, people set things up, like when they're rescuing an animal stuck in a wire fence. All of these things just happen, and you're there with a camera. Maybe some of it. Maybe
I would say everybody has a camera in their pocket now, so.
Yeah, but what I mean, you don't think that some of those videos are set up? Some of them, at least?
Sure. I mean, people love to create scenarios so that they can make a video to go viral. Absolutely.
What a way to go. On fire. No, I'm sorry. He deserves to die. And right away, he doesn't. Maybe you don't see another person setting him on fire because that's what he did. But I don't believe in letting him live long. Why should he go to jail for 20 years? I don't think so. Things have to change. This is why people so easily break the law, so easily rob stores, kill people, rape people, pedophiles with kids. You got to get rid of them right away. You can't leave them in jail for 100 years. You know?
All right. Well, I hope that nobody that you love ever commits a crime then.
Well, they'll deserve what they get. It'll probably kill me and I'll cry myself to sleep for a long time. But if they're going to do something like that, the law is the law, isn't it? Why have laws?
All right. I got to hold you there, Mary, but I got one thing to say before I let you go. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Okay.
All right. Bye. I got to take a break here. And then when we come back, we'll get the news from Phil. We'll be right back. Probably the biggest hit for Wizard, W-I-Z-Z-A-R-D. All right, it's time now to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Luigi Mangione pleads not guilty. Former President Clinton hospitalized. And it's the season of giving to yourself.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Luigi Mangione is pleading not guilty to state charges in New York related to the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. It comes after the 26-year-old Ivy League grad appeared in federal court Thursday to face charges of murder, stalking, and a firearms offense in the killing of Thompson. The Manhattan DA's office says they've been coordinating with the feds with their separate indictment with enhanced charges. The busy holiday travel period is underway. A record number of people expected to hit the road. AAA says about 120 million people will travel 50 miles or more through January 1st, which is back to pre-pandemic levels. And strong storms could cause travel disruptions this holiday week. The West Coast could see heavy rain, while the central and eastern part of the country will likely see extremely cold temperatures. The storm could also bring a white Christmas from North Dakota east into Michigan and the Northeast. Former President Clinton is hospitalized after developing a fever. An aide tells NBC News the 78-year-old was admitted to MedStar Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C. for testing and observation, but he remains in good spirits. A source went on to tell NBC News that the situation was not urgent. President-elect Donald Trump is hinting at a future for TikTok in the U.S. He says after seeing the success his campaign enjoyed on the popular short-form video app, he feels like it's time to start thinking about TikTok. Trump spoke Sunday at America Fest, hosted by Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action in Phoenix. The Amazon Teamsters union strike expanding just ahead of the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays. Drivers are protesting at Amazon delivery stations in Chicago, Atlanta, New York, San Francisco, and Southern California. They say they want better working conditions and pay, and for Amazon to recognize them as employees. And it's officially gifting season, but young adults are doing more self-shopping. Almost half of Gen Z and millennials are purchasing their own gifts this holiday season. This according to a consulting firm. The most popular seasonal splurges include clothing, accessories, electronics, travel, live events, and health and wellness. Gen Z and millennials expected to be the drivers in a holiday sales surge this year, with Gen Z's holiday budget rising 37% and millennials' budget rising 16%, according to the accounting firm PwC. Other influences of the self-gifting trend are social media influencer and self-care marketing.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins beat the Washington Capitals 4-1 yesterday. Back on the ice on Friday with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Celtics lost to the Orlando Magic 108-104. A Christmas Day game with the Philadelphia 76ers at TD Garden, 5 o'clock.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A mainly cloudy Christmas Eve with a few light snow flurries here on the South Coast, a high of 36. On Christmas Day, a mix of sun and clouds, a high of 32. And then just past the holiday on Thursday, partly cloudy, a high of 37. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. But instead it just keeps on raining. Veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember on Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. And the peal of a bell, the Christmas tree smell, eyes full of tinsel fire.
And away. Welcome back. That of course, is U2's cover of Greg Lake, I Believe in Father Christmas. Great song. And a great cover, too. We've got a bunch of great songs planned for you. Nancy Hall from Fun 107 did a fantastic job of plotting out all of our Christmas songs that we'll be playing starting tonight at 7. Some old and some new and a variety of different genres and styles. So should be a lot of fun if you are doing some stuff tonight, maybe some last minute rapping. Gift wrapping, I mean, not, you know, busting a rhyme. But if you're doing some last minute rapping and you want to turn on WBSM, you'll hear that music. Now, so what do you do on Christmas Eve? As I mentioned, you know, I'm going to go out and have dinner with my son. That's what we do every year. And then I'm probably going to go home and watch TV until I fall asleep. For years, Christmas Eve, when I was growing up, was the night that my mom's parents would come over. And they lived in Randolph, and no matter where we lived, either they would drive to us or we would go pick them up and bring them to us as my grandmother got older and couldn't drive in the dark. And so that was kind of our Christmas Eve tradition. And then when I moved out, had my own family, I kind of followed that. I became, you know, I would go over their house on Christmas Eve, and then we would do Christmas Day with my in-laws. And then usually by the end of Christmas Day, you know, you're wiped out by like 6-7 o'clock at night. You just want to go home and fall asleep. But now that it's just me, I've gone back to our old Christmas Eve tradition, our old Christmas Day tradition, rather, of going to the movies at night, hoping to see Nosferatu on Christmas night. But theaters are already pretty packed for that. So I don't know. And then when I was married, my ex-wife, her thing every year was she would turn on the Christmas Story marathon and just leave that on. So while we're doing some last-minute wrapping and putting things together on Christmas Eve, we'd have it on. After the gifts are open on Christmas morning, we'd turn it back on while she was making everybody a nice big breakfast. So I've probably seen that enough that I don't think I need to watch it again for a while. I did rewatch it last year ahead of the new one that came out. But I remember AMC for a couple of years did a Scrooged marathon. I don't know if they still do that, but I love that movie too. So maybe I'll throw that on this evening. There's a few Christmas movies that are, you know, ones that I would watch if given a choice. And yes, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. It takes place at Christmas. It's a Christmas movie. Same thing with Gremlins. Gremlins is a Christmas movie. And in fact, I got an email. There's all these different surveys, studies that people put out. And they're constantly trying to get us to write articles based on them and put links back to the people that have published them. It's all, you know, it's all just the idea is to get you to link to these sites. I'm trying to see if I can find the email, but I don't see it. Yeah, I must have deleted it. But I got one the other day that said how Gremlins is Massachusetts' favorite Christmas movie. And while I think that that is, you know, a worthy choice, I find that hard to believe. Like, I bet you they just assign different movies to different states, because you mean to tell me that that's going to beat out National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life? Like, all those movies are going to get beat out by Gremlins. Now, I love Gremlins, but I just don't think that a majority of people in Massachusetts would choose that movie over all those other films. So I'm having trouble believing that. But that Amazon driver who dumped those packages in in the woods. I think his favorite movie is probably A Christmas Carol, and he roots for Scrooge. By the way, there's 100 different versions of A Christmas Carol, but don't sleep on the Guy Pearce version that FX aired a few years ago. That was a very, very good adaptation of that story. You can find, there's a version of A Christmas Carol for everybody, but that one is a pretty good one. And that goes back to this tradition that a lot of people don't realize. But back in the, especially in the Victorian age and before, Halloween wasn't the time to sit around and tell ghost stories. People didn't tell ghost stories on Halloween because they were afraid of the ghosts and the dead. Now, originally, the celebration was not to be fearful of them, but rather to acknowledge them. But people became fearful over the years, and so people would not tell ghost stories on Halloween. You wouldn't want to entice them or do anything to rile them up. The time that you told ghost stories was Christmas. Christmas in the Victorian age was full of ghost stories. And that's what A Christmas Carol is. It's a ghost story. And there's a lot of old Victorian ghost stories. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Merry Christmas.
To you as well.
First of all, you know, I'm listening to the Amazon situation. You know, nowadays, I don't know what the situation is. You know, we're dealing with Amazon, you know.
Oh, you still there?
We get in the, you know, porch pirates, everybody taking everything. Then you get the Postal Service, where last month or a couple of weeks ago, there was an article about inside job somewhere in the post office. It was quite a large number of people that were stealing, stealing people's checks and bills.
Mm-hmm. And Rhode Island.
I'm sorry?
Rhode Island and southeastern Mass. That was happening.
Right. So, you know, I've had situations where I don't order things from Amazon. And if I do, I don't think I've ever in my life ordered anything from Amazon. But anyway, but as far as the Postal Service, I've had a couple of situations where I've had to go complain to the post office because strange things have been happening with my mail. And I'm not sure if it's at the distribution center or if it's the actual, the interim postal delivery people when the regular person's on vacation. But, you know, things like I had last week, I mailed somebody something, which was actually a Christmas card. And there was something I put in it. And, you know, till this day, they still haven't received it. So it's telling me, you know, yeah, I understand, you know, it could get lost in the mail and all that great stuff. But it's too, it goes on too frequently to say it's something that gets lost. And I understand too that they're very short staffed, but you know, nowadays there's just so much theft that it's kind of sad because, you know, people are already dealing with the season stress of things. And then you get, you know, this all added to it. And, you know, it's kind of a sad situation. And I don't know, you know, what the answer is to it. And yeah, you know, I understand that person probably did get stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, maybe it wasn't an Amazon driver. Maybe it was a fill-in or a temporary worker. But, you know, just to dump something like that. And I mean, and that's, you know, 80 packages. I mean, I don't know if they're 80 separate deliveries for the day, because just that in itself, I mean, I don't know how many deliveries a regular Amazon driver makes a day. Do you happen to know?
I don't.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, listen, we're all stressed out and you're right. I mean, if they couldn't deliver them, well, I mean, either way, the person's going to get fired. So even if, you know, the company policy, which is another thing we don't know, you know, you can't bring back packages. I mean, I don't know, you know, how Amazon works or deals with that with employees. But I mean, either way, he's, you know, a person's going to get fired. So whether he dumped them or would bring them back and then got fired, you know, you have all these people that don't get their packages. So, and as far as Mary, I was listening to Mary and the point about the that person that set that poor woman on fire. You know, I'm with her. You know, nowadays, I understand the system. We have to go through the system, but everything in the system today is, you know, everybody has a mental issue. And the way I look at it, that's not a mental issue. That's just pure evil. That's evil. Somebody that can do something like that, that is pure evil. And somebody, as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion, doesn't deserve to walk the earth. I don't care who it is. And it's a sad situation that, like you said, we have people that instead of helping that poor woman, regardless, just sat there and filmed that. It makes it even, the situation even worse. To think about the society we're living in, I'm with Mary, an eye for an eye. I would have no problem sitting that person's butt in a chair and pulling the plug, and you're done. Anyway, but I call more was about the Amazon packages and what's going on with the Postal Service today. Well, anyway, I wish you and your family and whoever's listening a blessed Christmas. Have a good day.
And to you as your you and yours as well. Take care.
Yep.
And I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. We got to take another break here before the end of the hour. See, we're going to be heavy on the breaks a little bit today so that we can give you commercial-free Christmas music tonight and into tomorrow. So let's take that next break, and we'll be right back. Well, that's going to do it for the first hour. We've got two more to go before we'll turn things over to Paul Santos at 9 a.m. He'll be covering for Chris McCarthy today. More of your calls coming up at 508-996-0500. App chat messages and open line voicemails open on the WBSM app. And also, congratulations to the winner of Fun 107's Holiday Pet Contest, Presley. An adorable cat.
Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.